The Republican candidate for governor of New York will officially be chosen on Thursday. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Rob Astorino is definitely the underdog to incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive, faces a steep challenge. He's 30 points behind the well-known incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo in some polls, and he has only a fraction of Cuomo's record $33 million campaign war chest. Astorino is a Republican in a state where Democrats now dominate, and independents not registered in either major party are gaining ground. But the 47-year-old married father of three says he's used to being a long shot. Astorino has twice been elected to his current post in a predominantly Democratic county, knocking out a well-known opponent.
People say, why would you run? You can't win. Well, you know why? I ran because the issues were right, the timing was right, and I felt very, very strongly about changing the direction of Westchester. And we won.
He says he wants to translate those views to the entire state, which he says is stagnating economically, partly because of sky-high taxes. He compares living in New York to serving out a prison sentence.
A couple more years and I'm out of here. You know, the kids graduate and we're gone. We're moving to Carolina or Florida. And we've all talked to somebody who was our neighbor or a family member who are down in Florida or Georgia or wherever, and they're like, you're crazy. What are you living up there for? You know what my taxes are? They're $1,500 a year. It boggles your mind, and it doesn't have to be that way.
The former program director for the Catholic Channel and co-founder of ESPN Radio has also been a TV host. Astorino has used those skills to make up for his lack of money to advertise on television. He's released a number of web videos that focus on issues and attack Cuomo and his policies. Astorino released a video calling for the governor's health commissioner to resign, coincidentally one day before Dr. Nirav Shah actually did leave for unrelated reasons. In another, he urged Cuomo to continue investigations of the legislature after the governor ended a commission probing alleged wrongdoing.
Albany will remain unethical to its core. I again call on Governor Cuomo to appoint that special prosecutor.
Astorino has also staked out a conservative position on social issues. He's against the Reproductive Health Act, backed by Democrats in the state legislature and Governor Cuomo. It would codify into New York state law the abortion rights provisions in the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. But Astorino says he would not actively seek to outlaw abortion in the state. He spoke at the annual gathering of evangelical Christians in Albany a couple of months ago, where he called New York the abortion capital of America for its 40% pregnancy termination rate in some locales.
Now look, I get it. Abortion has been legal in New York State for 44 years. Roe v. Wade for 41 years. But whatever happened to safe and rare?
He also addressed a Second Amendment rights rally, which was protesting New York's gun control laws, championed by Cuomo. While Astorino has tried to take on his opponent numerous times, Governor Cuomo has so far publicly ignored the GOP candidate. The governor was asked about a lengthy critique Astorino gave on the state budget plan.
Yeah, that's nice.
Cuomo does like to point out in speeches, without mentioning names, that Westchester has some of the steepest taxes in the nation.
Westchester County, the highest property taxes in the United States of America, period.
Political conventions can help underfunded candidates get some free media attention. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.